you want to go, you want to go help, but that morning you find out that you can't donate blood.
Correct. There's a ban on men, gay men, giving blood. You know, it was just one of those, another shock to the system that day.
Fortunately, there was enough goodwill here in Orlando to keep up with the tremendous demand for blood. But the inability of people like Scott to donate has added insult to injury.
No, and I mean, I think the word would be you feel discriminated, right? I mean, you go down there, you're crying, you're all of our friends are coming together at that moment because we just wanted to help. And then to be told you couldn't because, again, it's the same thing we felt all for the last few days. Just because we love each other, just because we care for each other, that we can't do this. And it's infuriating. It makes us want to stand up and scream from the mountaintops, like, why is our blood not good enough?
Now they're saying if gay men are celibate for 12 months, then they can give blood. Right. And again, it's just from a medical standpoint, it doesn't seem to make sense. I mean,
it doesn't make sense. And I think, you know, you heard from the scientists there from the Fenway Institute, you're hearing from people at the Broad Institute in Massachusetts. I think the science is going to eventually drive this. It's kind of remarkable. The FDA, I think, is a pretty conservative institution.
Right, because even if somebody knows they're HIV positive and takes their medicine every day, the chance of them transmitting the virus to somebody else is almost non-existent. The studies that I've seen show that in serodiscordant couples, somebody who's positive, as long as they're taking their medicine, as they should every day, there haven't been examples of them transmitting the virus to someone who's not positive.
Right. I don't think there's been a case. I don't think there's been an example where it's actually transmitted that way. And so the science hasn't really followed this particular thing. I think that this has been more of a cultural sort of hangover from the 80s and maybe even early 90s.